Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I have something to say to you. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Okay, now, I might say that, but I'm saying it just as much to myself because we all end up feeling sorry and sitting in sorrow at different points in our life, and I was feeling a little bit that way this week, so I wanted to get on here and talk about it and how I kind of kicked out of feeling sorry. So take a listen to this entire episode. And when you finish, make sure and share with other people that you know would find this helpful. And with that, we are going to roll that episode now. You are jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right. Well, as I said, I want to talk today about feeling sorrow. And we're gonna talk a little bit about words because the words that we use are important. And sometimes we use words that we don't actually realize the impact that it's having on us, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about that, a little bit about feeling sorrow and how to get out of it, okay? Because there's been some things going on in my life this last week, and I had a little pity party for myself for a few days, and that doesn't feel good. And I'm sure if you've ever had a pity party for yourself or been sitting in sorrow, it's not really a good feeling, right? And sometimes you don't really know how to get out of it. And so you just stay stuck in that low frequency vibration. So today I'm going to talk a little bit and give you some tips as well on how to get out of feeling that sorrow, okay? And so to start off with, my shirt's a little crazy today. Woo, look at that. All right, for those of you watching on video, got on my blue Life is Good shirt. So again, reminder that life is always good, no matter what you are going through. So let me start with a story because this, you know, the idea of sorrow is something that I have been dealing with for a while. Okay. And it really came to my awareness about a year ago that I've been working on. And so here's kind of what happened. Here's the story. Okay. Is about a year ago, I was in Sedona with some friends. And so we had rented an Airbnb and we were all staying there together. And in the summertime in Sedona, we get rain. Okay, we're in the desert, but we get these. I'm even forgetting the word. But anyway, rain will come through in the afternoon, a lot of times during the summertime. So it'll be hot, it'll be dry, and then all of a sudden the clouds will come over and it will rain. And sometimes it's just a few drops, sometimes it's pretty significant, a couple of inches, okay? And so we were staying at this Airbnb and has beautiful deck out on the back where you can just sit on the deck and look at a lot of the Red Rock formations. Beautiful, beautiful place to be. And so out on the deck, they have some patio furniture that has cushions, okay? And so obviously when it rains and it's wet, you can see that. And so you don't sit on the cushions. And so we got good about trying to, you know, if we knew it was going to rain, we'd bring the cushions inside, we'd let it rain, then we could put them back out and we could sit outside. Okay. And so I was sitting out there one morning and, you know, everything seemed dry. It seemed fine. Everything was okay. I was watching the sun come up, just having a good time looking at nature, looking at the rocks. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I start to feel my butt getting wet. Okay. And so I stand up, and sure enough, my butt is completely soaked. Okay. The moisture in that cushion had come up and got my shorts, my underwear. I was wet. Okay. And it looked like I peed my pants, kind of a thing. Okay. And so, you know, at that point, I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. It's kind of weird because it looked like everything was dry, but yet my pants got wet. I wonder what this is telling me, right? So I'm sitting there trying to think, well, what does this mean to me, right? And so we're, you know, go about our day. I go in, I change. We go out for a hike a little bit later. And I'm talking to somebody who's with us and kind of mentioned this fact that my butt got wet. And this person turned to me and said, well, Jason, what do you think that means for you? Or what's the lesson in that for you? And almost as soon as this person had said that, the thought popped into my mind that I was sitting in sorrow. So I was getting wet, sitting in my sorrow. And again, it seemed like a kind of a weird thing, but that's just what I felt. And I told the person that, and she's like, well, isn't that interesting, right? And was kind of nodding her head, like, yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking when you were sharing the story as well. So there I was sitting in my sorrow. There were some things going on in my life, and I was feeling sorry for myself, and I got wet. My butt got wet. Okay. So I thought I learned the lesson, right? Okay. No more sorrow. I'm not going to sit in that sorrow. I'm going to think other things. And so later on that week, because we were staying there for, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, something like that. I go outside and we're all actually sitting outside and, you know, it's dry. There's six of us sitting around on the furniture, and all of a sudden I start to feel my butt get wet again, and I look around, nobody else, right? None of the other cushions did this, but the cushion that I was sitting on, and my butt got wet again. Okay, so again, second lesson within just a couple of days of, look, Jason, get out of your sorrow, right? You don't need to be sitting in this sorrow. Change your vibration, change your frequency, change your emotions, and quit sitting in your sorrow. Okay, so that happened to me about a year ago. And you know, obviously I'm still learning. I'm human. I'm doing the best that I can every single day. But because of that lesson a year ago, I've started to become more aware when I'm sitting in the sorrow, when I'm feeling sorry for myself, when I'm having a little pity party. And I try to do what I can to not sit in that for very long, okay? Because sorrow is one of the lowest frequency emotions that you can feel. And so when you're down there, things are rough. You know, that can lead to shame and a whole bunch of other stuff that's on the bottom end of the emotional scale. And so what we want to do is we want to actually, increase our frequency. And I'm going to tell you how to do that here in just a minute. So hold on, I'm going to share with you a couple of techniques that I use. So that way, those of you who are either feeling it now or maybe feeling it in the future, that you know how to get out of it. And you know how to get out of it quickly, because sitting in it doesn't feel good, right? It's just like sitting with your pants wet. If you peed your pants, or even if you didn't pee your pants, sitting in wet clothes is not that fun. Okay. Now, I want to share another story that my mentor actually shared with me, which I think, and he actually shared it with me about a week ago. And it just really ties in with this concept, and the concept of getting wet, feeling sorrow, of letting those external things deal with our personal power and our own internal well-being. Okay. And so my mentor was telling me a story when he was a little boy. And when he was a little boy, he was a little different, right? He likes to say that he's crazy. And I love that he's crazy. I'm a little crazy myself, right? But as a little kid, he was different than the other kids. And so, other kids would want to play on the playground. They'd want to play soccer and, these other games. And so he would try to fit in and play with the other kids, because he wanted to play with the other kids. But the problem was, his mind would wander. He would get kind of expanded. He would start to see things, and he would kind of forget about what he was doing. And so imagine, that there you are, there's a whole group of kids, and you're playing soccer. And you've got the ball, and everybody's yelling, "Pass me the ball, pass me the ball." And you have one of these episodes where you kind of are out of it, and somebody comes and takes the ball from you, right? And so when that happens, obviously that's the kid that people don't want on their team. Now, when he was telling this story, I can totally relate to this, okay? Because as a little kid on the playground, I was a little different too. I was a good athlete. Right, especially when it came to football, I was a great running back and receiver. I could actually catch and run very well, but I was a little different. And so the other kids usually didn't want me on their team. In fact, I would be one of the last people to be chosen, right? So again, if you had a playground like I did, everybody would line up, and two people would kind of be the team captains, and then they would start picking people for their team, right? Either every other one. And I always wanted to get picked as one of the first kids, because I thought I was pretty good, and I think I was, but I tended to be one of the last people selected. Okay. And so I can kind of relate to this too, of being a little different and maybe not having people want to be on your team, or not having people want to play with you. And so that really resonated with me when he told me this. But he said, so he was having one of these times, right, where the kids didn't really want to play with him. And so he was feeling a little sorry for himself, and he was feeling a little pitiful, like, oh, why won't the other kids play with me? I really want to play with them. And he was just sitting there. He was a little boy, and just sitting there, and all of a sudden he kind of gets expanded again, and he hears something say, "Look at me." And he kind of looks around. He's like, "Well, what is that?" And he hears, "Look at me. Look at me." And as he's sitting there, what he finally realizes is there's a raindrop. There's water that's dripping down. And it's this raindrop who's talking to him, saying, "Look at me. Look at me." And so when he realized what that was, and he looked at the rain, this raindrop water that was coming down, the raindrop said to him, "Look at me. I'm more fragile than you." Ooh, right? And the raindrop said, "Flick me." And so he kind of, stuck out his hand and kind of flicked the raindrop, and he could see that, it just went where it went. And the raindrop again said, "Look at how I am more fragile than you." Now, that's really deep. So you might want to think about that a little bit, but here's the rest of the story, right? So he flicks the water, and it tells him, "I'm more fragile than you." And then the raindrop says, "Now look down." And so when he looked down, he could see that this rain, these water drops, were dropping down in this particular place, the same place. And he looked down and he could see that there was a rock. And this rock was worn. And I'm sure you've seen this, right? Where water constantly drips down on rock or something else, and it starts to wear away the rock. And so that's what he was seeing, right? Was this worn rock. And the raindrop said to him, "I'm more fragile than you, but with consistency, I am stronger than the rock." Okay. "I'm more fragile than you, but with consistency, I am stronger than the rock." Okay. So, what does that say to us, right? I mean, again, you can take away from the story what you want to take away. But what I take away again is, look, if you're sitting there in pity, there's no reason to be sitting in pity, right? And with constant effort, right, we're actually very, very strong. And water is one of the strongest substances in the world. And people don't realize it because it's so fluid, because it goes where it goes. But water consistently has the opportunity. You put enough pressure behind water, it'll cut through a lot of different things. And to me, it was, again, just a good reminder of when I'm sitting there in sorrow, I don't need to be sitting in sorrow. I am way more powerful than I can realize. And I don't need to go there, right? And I just need to consistently do what I need to do. And everything is going to work out just fine. Okay. So, with this, with sorrow, I also wanted to go here because I think, one of the one of the words that we use a lot is sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, right? And not to offend any of my, Canadian friends, because there's the old joke, that Canadians are always like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry, sorry about that. Sorry, 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 sorry," because they're so polite. Right. And I find that, again, as I have been thinking about sorrow and had that more in my awareness this last year, one of the things that I've started to do is use different language. Because the word sorry and the word sorrow are from the same root. And so every time you say, "I'm sorry," what you're actually saying is, "I'm sitting in sorrow for what I had done." And that's not a good place to be. And so, I'm always looking at what's a more powerful way for me to say things, because saying, "I'm sorry," is not a powerful way. It's a very weak way. And like I said, it puts you into sorrow. Now, I'm not saying we should never be sorry for anything that we do, right? I'm not saying that, right? Because if you make a mistake, you should fix it, right? I mean, that's what ethical people do, people of integrity. If you do something wrong, you fix it. If you don't necessarily hurt people's feelings, but maybe if your intention was wrong in what you said, then of course it is right to say, "You know what? I apologize for that. That was coming from a wrong place. I was feeling angry at the time, and I took that out on you, and I should not have done that," right? Because you do want to make things better. But what I've started to do is, instead of saying, "I'm sorry," I say, "I apologize. I apologize for maybe whatever I did," right? Because I don't want to feel sorrow and feel bad about something that I did, right? Obviously, if I need to fix it, I want to apologize to people, but I don't have to sit in sorrow about it. And so, even changing the words that you use, what if you start using "I apologize" instead of "I'm sorry"? See if it makes a difference to you. It's made a difference to me, right? And again, sometimes I still slip up and I say, "I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry." But, my intention is to use the word "I apologize" instead. Okay. So now let's get to the point where we talk about, how to get out of this. Because like I said, I placed more awareness on it, but there were some things going on where I was I was not in the present moment. I was kind of worried about the future. I was worried about some things that were going on, and I was thinking, woe is me, poor Jason, pity party, sorrow, blah, blah, blah. Okay. And it would come and go, but there was one day especially where it was like so excruciating. It was one of those days where I couldn't sleep. I kept waking up, and the whole day just dragged on. And it just felt like I was constantly just sitting in this, and I couldn't get this out of my head. Okay. And I sat in it for way too long. My butt got wet, right, in sitting in this, not literally, but figuratively, right? Because I wasn't stepping into my own personal power. I wasn't doing the things that I needed to do. And so here are a couple of things that I do when I recognize and place attention on how I'm feeling like that. If I'm feeling a way that I don't want to, then I do something about it. And so what we have to do is, and again, this is whether you're in sorrow or some other things, but if your mind is just constantly going, the monkey chatter, the hamster on the wheel, right? You've got to move your attention to something else, and you've got to keep moving your attention until you quit thinking about that. And so one of the ways that is easy for me to do it, because I love music, is to use music. Okay. And so obviously, if you're having a pity party for yourself and you want to stay in that pity party, then listen to all the sad songs that you want to listen to, and you're going to stay right there. But what I do instead is I listen to songs that make me happy. I listen to songs that make me want to dance. I listen to songs that make me feel better and will move me to a different emotional state. And sometimes I'll just sit and listen to the music for an hour, because sometimes it takes an hour for it to go, right? But that for me is one way that I can help get out of that. Okay. And so I've got different playlists. I've got certain artists and certain songs that I know make me feel a certain way. And so when I'm feeling like that, and that's how I got out of it this week, I sat down, I listened to a couple of my playlists for about an hour, and I was feeling much better. Right. And I listened, there was a particular song that came into my head, and I listened to that song over and over again, probably 10 times. And I felt so much better at the end of it. Now, sometimes, the thoughts still kind of creep in, but then you just move your attention back, right? That song resonated with me. And so throughout the day, if those sorrowful thoughts would come back, I would start thinking of that song in my head. I didn't even have to pull it out. I could just start singing the lyrics or thinking of it silently in my head. And it would move my attention, and I would start to feel better. Okay. Now, the second way is just moving your attention, right, in general. And so, like I said, I like to use music for that. But also, this weekend, I use some good old-fashioned chores and work around the house to help me move my attention as well. Okay. I was doing some work in the yard, and I was trying to be in the moment, focused on what I was doing. And when you're engaged in some activity like that, it's harder for those thoughts to come in. Okay. Now they still do, but then again, you just move your attention as quick as you can. Sing a song, do something else, right? I think I've shared before on here, like 10 things is a practice as well, where if things are going on in your head and you just want them out, just look around and name 10 things that you see right then. And by the time you get done naming those 10 things, you will have forgotten what you were thinking about to begin with. Okay. It's a beautiful thing to do. So, anyway, that's what I got for you this week. So, as I said at the beginning, stop sitting in your sorrow. Okay. And stop feeling sorry for yourself. And again, as I say that to you, I'm saying it to me because this is a message that I needed to hear this week. And so, again, if you're sitting in it now, or if you feel it come on during the week, try one of these techniques and try to get out of it as soon as you can, because you're going to feel better. And ultimately, the happier that we can be, the more in a sense of well-being that we can feel, the higher vibration and higher frequency that we have, you feel better, the people around you feel better, and it just makes life wonderful. So with that, go out and have a great week, and we'll see you on the next episode.